Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is just Brock and Bob again. This is part two of my three-part series on how I cut the cable cord. Now, if you recall, in part one, we installed the Roku 2 XD set-top box. This was a simple setup, and it was wife-friendly. Now, in part two, we're going to build upon that by adding a second set-top box. I got the Netgear Digital Entertainer Live. But you can also use an Xbox, a PlayStation, or a Western Digital Live TV box. They're all good choices. You also need a network-connected PC, and it has to be running Windows. This is because you're going to be running play-on server software. In our last episode, I failed to mention that you need an HD antenna when you cut your cable cord. I didn't buy one. I made one of my own. It's the Bowtie antenna from Make Magazine. If you'd like to make this antenna, just go to Google and type Bowtie antenna, and you'll be able to find the Make Magazine copy of it. The cost of this antenna was about $5 just for the connectors. For the body of it, I used coat hangers and a piece of 2x4. When it was all done, I plugged it into my TV, and it worked beautifully. It picks up all my local stations crystal clear. So, let's continue. You'll also need an RF modulator because you'll have two set-top boxes connected to your TV. I got my RF modulator from Walmart for $12. It's an RCA with room for four inputs. So if you wanted to, you could have up to four devices on your TV. I have three because I have a DVD installed also. Now, you're going to go to your PC and use Google one more time. In the search bar, type in Play On Server Software. In the search, you'll be able to click on the first link and download the software and install it. I suggest getting the Play On Premium software for a lifetime license. It's only $49.99, and that's a lifetime license. You get all the upgrades and the updates. It gives you all the channels that they offer. Then you can get even more channels by clicking the links on the PlayOn page. You can get channels from playonscripts.com and playonplugins.com. So once you've done downloading all the software, you're going to plug in your Digital Entertainer Live or whatever box you choose. Now this box has a network connector jack. So it's hardwired to my router, and it uses broadband. Once it starts up, you'll see all the choices that you have with Play On. So click on something, and you'll be able to sit back and enjoy a lot of TV. Now on the Digital Entertainer Live, you'll notice you have two USB ports. What are they good for? Well, you can install a USB hard drive. I have a 1 terabyte hard drive made by Western Digital installed. You can use the hard drive to store music. I have about 3 gigs of music on mine. And you can install all your digital photos and watch them on TV as a slideshow. And boy, pictures look good on a widescreen big TV. And you can also back up all your DVDs to the hard drive and make copies of everything. No more lost DVDs. At my last count, I had over 200 full-length movies. Now, in part three of my series, I'll tell you how I use my PC to download all the TV I want, going to a website called easytv.it, and you'll put it on your external hard drive and watch it using your Netgear set-top box using Play On software. So thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.